You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is The Foolish Fool. During the Buddha's time, there lived a wealthy man named Anei, who owned fertile lands and horses. Though extremely rich and full of potential merits, he also lacked wisdom. His ignorance and inability to distinguish right from wrong often led to much embarrassment and ridicule. One day, Anei went into town to run errands. On his way, he saw an injured man whose back was covered by wounds caused by a whip. Slowly and with great care, the man was using a ladle to apply horse dung to his wounds. Out of curiosity, Anei asked, "Excuse me, are you treating your wounds with horse dung?" "Yes, that's what I'm doing," the man answered. Anei asked again, "But doesn't using dung cause you more pain and make your wounds worse?" The injured man forced a smile and said, "Yes, the pain is worse, but the horse dung cleans the wounds and helps them heal." Hearing this, Anei nodded excitedly and thought to himself, "I'm so lucky to have found the secret to healing wounds. What a discovery I've made." Sure, he had stumbled upon one of life's great realizations. He joyfully thanked the man and left without further thought or questions. When Anei returned home, his wife noticed his cheerful mood and asked, "Did you happen to find gold on your way home?" "My dear wife, you probably won't believe me, but I found something worth more than gold," Anei smugly replied. His wife said, "Oh, really? What might that be, my dear husband?" With a stern face, Anei said in a serious tone, "I've discovered true wisdom and one of life's greatest secrets." Knowing her husband very well, his wife jokingly said, "Oh, I see. You found true wisdom. Lucky you are. Please, don't keep this great secret to yourself. Tell me what it is." Anei clapped his hand happily. "I'm afraid that if I simply tell you, you won't believe me. Seeing is believing, so I shall show you. Just sit and watch." Turning to his servant, he ordered, "Go fetch me a whip." Obeying his master, the servant quickly fetched a whip and waited for further instructions. Anei removed his shirt and exclaimed, "I shall reveal the true wisdom I've discovered." He then said to his servant, "Whip my back as hard as you can." The servant, confused, hesitated to obey. Anei became angry and yelled, "How dare you disobey me? Whip my back as hard as you can. Now do as you're told." The servant quickly took the whip and began lashing his master's back as hard as he could. Like rain, the whip kept falling and falling. Anei's back was now bleeding. His skin red, swollen, and pierced all over. He then ordered, "Stop the whip. Now go fetch some horse dung." Feeling wise and triumphant, Anei said, "Now, apply the horse dung to my wounds." His servant quickly did as ordered. Though in greater pain than before, Anei did not complain and proudly said, "Don't worry. In just a few days, these wounds will be healed. The horse dung disinfects them and helps them heal. This is the great wisdom I learned today." However, his wounds did not get better. The horse dung infected his wounds and they began oozing pus. Anne's wounds and his health worsened over the next few days, so much that his wife called the family doctor to help him. On seeing the festering wounds on Anne's back and the pus running like water from them, the doctor was shocked further to hear how this had happened, and Anne's remedy using horse dung. Shaking his head in sadness, the doctor said, "Why did you not ask me if horse dung was an appropriate treatment for your wounds? I would have told you that doing so was the worst possible thing you could do. Because of the horse dung, your wounds are so infected, they will take months to heal, and your back shall bear scars to remind you of your foolishness." When the Buddha heard of Anne's story, he said to his disciples, "Bhikshus, there is an important lesson to learn from this. Some people, when they see something of apparent benefit to others, foolishly believe such things as invaluable and true. Without thinking, they wish to emulate what they see, regardless of whether it is right or wrong, true or false. Their ignorance often causes unnecessary harm and suffering. In practicing the path and learning the truth, we must apply right understanding, true wisdom, and consider our choices carefully. This is the only way to truly liberate ourselves from suffering and attain ultimate bliss." All bhikkhus nodded and said with joined palms, "Yes, Buddha, we understand." This story highlights the dangers of the old saying, "Monkey see, monkey do." This means imitating something without understanding why or how it works, and with little to no concern for the consequences. Anne foolishly believed he could simply imitate the injured man. However, instead of healing himself, all he got was more pain and new scars for his troubles. Anne did not stop to think or ask his doctor, someone with true wisdom in medicine, if using horse dung was a real cure. Sometimes having a moment of reflection on what we see, hear, smell, touch, and feel can be most useful. This is especially true when we do not have the requisite knowledge or experience. At the very least, such moments of contemplation can help us avoid the pain and suffering caused by foolishly doing something just because we've seen, heard, or been told by someone to do the same. The Buddha taught us that we should not listen to gossip, blindly follow tradition, or do anything simply because someone said we should. Instead, he taught us to recognize and remedy our lack of experience, skill, and wisdom, as well as to always question why anything the way it is. Furthermore, we should learn from the wisdom of noble ones, paying attention to the skillfulness of their deeds. As we practice and attain our wisdom, we can discern how truly beneficial their deeds were to them and those around them. If we find them to be right and true, only then should we seek to emulate their practices. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, "Knowledge, once acquired, must be continuously questioned. Traveling to learn, once complete, must be continuously practiced."
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.